Mark chapter 10. Jesus then left that place and went into the region of Judea across the Jordan. Again, crowds of people came to him, and as was his custom, he taught them. Some Pharisees came to test him by asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" Jesus replied, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away." "It was because of your hardened hearts that Moses wrote this law. But at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. They are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate." When they were in a house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. He answered, "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her, and if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter in." And he took children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him and said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother." "Teacher, all these things I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go sell everything that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at these words, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Peter said to him, "We have left everything to follow you." "I tell you the truth," Jesus replied, "no one has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel who will not receive 100 times as much in this present age and with them persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." They were on their way to Jerusalem with Jesus leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. Again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. "We are going up to Jerusalem," he said, "and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus said. They replied, "Let one of us sit on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory." Jesus said, "You do not know what you're asking. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" They replied, "We can." And Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup that I drink, and be baptized with the baptisms I am baptized with, but to sit on my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom it has been prepared." Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so among you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be the servant, and whoever wants to be first must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And so they called the blind man. "Cheer up. On your feet, old man. He's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus. "Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received sight and followed Jesus along the road.